There are generally only a couple of actual people who will buy from you, only a few buyers, but several people that are influential in the decision that either you'll gain information from or as you share information, it'll be helpful for the cause that you have.
Hello, and welcome to the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull, and on this show, we interview today's industry leaders in talent acquisition to discuss challenges, best practices, and what the future holds. If you are working in talent acquisition and have always wanted to sit down with your peers at other companies to exchange ideas and learn, well, this show is the next best thing. Join us each week as we bring you a new expert interview and extract their expertise. This episode is brought to you by SageMark HR. Transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology. Selecting the right recruiting solutions to enable your strategy is one of the biggest challenges leaders face today. You know technology will help, but searching all the options to find out what will work best for your specific needs can be both overwhelming and time-consuming. At SageMark HR, we make selecting the right recruiting technology easy. Our proven process has helped companies such as 3M, Comcast, Stryker, Walgreens, and many more. Reach out to us at SageMark HR for a free consultation to learn how we can help you improve results with less stress and confidently change from reacting to leading. Hello, and welcome to another episode of TA Leaders Podcast. I'm Ryan Dull, your host, and today I have a great conversation with my friend Mike Ganier. Mike is the Senior Director of Talent Acquisition at Northwestern Mutual. Mike, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here, Ryan. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So let's just start out and talk a little bit about your background. So if you wouldn't mind, kind of go through how you got started in recruiting and where you've been and a little bit of on your backstory.
I think every recruiter has a similar story of starting somewhere else. I don't know if anybody starts out in recruiting. I went to school to be a youth minister and figured I'd go pay off my school debt before going to work at church. And I started in sales. So I worked at Pepsi and Nestle for about 7.5 years. There was a bunch of our work was moved to Illinois. And so I was having quite a long commute from Milwaukee area to Illinois every day. I had a friend of mine who was in HR. He's like, you should try recruiting. I said, man, that's the worst idea I've ever heard because there are zero people I know who like HR. You know, like HR is the department no one likes. So he had me connect with a couple of his peers or contacts in the industry. And I really did enjoy it. And so I started in working at Robert Half. So working in the agency world. I worked there for a year and a half and worked to manage one division in one of our branches and then figured I'd take bigger risk to get the bigger reward and went to full contingent commission model, working executive search and engineering and IT. And I started that in May 2008, the month before the economy tanked. So it was a rough 2008. Picked up Johnson Controls as a client, spent 2009 doing IT and engineering searches for Johnson Controls. And I started working at Johnson Controls then in January 2010. I started with their sourcing team. It was working to build kind of an internal agency. I wanted to hire somebody from an agency to help support the work. And so I came in, led that team, took over our corporate recruiting and all of the college and early career programs, military, and then diversity recruiting. You know, expanded with all of our data and executive search and our all of our vendor management and all of that. And then we hired through that. It's just too difficult to have one person. So we managed, hired an executive, hired a data and process person and, all those different things. And we merged together with another organization in, 2017, 2015. And when we made that announcement, I moved into a role managing North and South America. So all of our recruiting in the US, Canada, and South America. And I stayed in that job until we sold the business to a third party, a private equity firm. And I went along with that transition to set up a global TA team. That was Clarios. And so that was here in the Milwaukee area also, and stayed with that for about a year and a half. Economy hit hard with the pandemic, it changed the way that we were recruiting. And right in the middle of all of that, trying to figure it out, Northwestern Mutual came knocking. So I joined Northwestern Mutual just a little over a year ago.
Great background. Yeah, I was like hearing other people's journeys. No one ever starts out thinking about a career in recruiting, but right. Those of us like you and I who've been in it for a long time, it's been great. Let's talk a little bit about your role at Northwestern Mutual. Kind of help me understand and help the audience understand a little bit about kind of what the role is and what you've been working on over the course of the last year.
I came and joined this team because of the growth that's happening in the company. So one of the things that really drew me compared to other times that I've been they attempted to recruit me at Northwestern Mutual. I mean, who wants to go work for an old stodgy finance company that doesn't want to change? That's kind of the perception. But you know, this time was a whole lot different. There's a lot of energy around the transformation happening inside the organization and scaling the organization to be able to support future growth. I think to some degree, there's some mindset in the organization in the past that, you know, as we grow, we just add people. It just doesn't work the same way. The rapid growth we've had, there aren't enough people inside the organization to promote. And so the talent acquisition team had to quickly mature in talent acquisition practice to be able to support the demand that the business had. This team 2 years ago was just a bit over 20 people. We've got, you know, more than 100 on the team. I think by the time we hit the spring, we'll have 120 or so to support the, you know, increased demand. So it's a dramatic change just in a short period of time. So we have to convince the business to work differently with us, with them, you know, mature our processes, all of the tech that we have supporting it, nearly an entire new recruiting team, the profile of the recruiter and the demands that we have on the recruiter and what they do and accomplish have all changed here over the time that we've gone through our own transformation here.
Yeah, that's great. So yeah, a lot of work to be done. Definitely. Let's talk a little bit about that. So as you look at the future of like current initiatives that you're working on early here in 2022 and beyond, so of those challenges that you mentioned and things, what are some of the kind of the key things that you and your team are going to be focused on working on?
There's two big ones. The first one is kind of foundational for us is in our process. I think, you know, when I joined, it was difficult for me to quickly understand the process. And when as we kind of rapidly hired new recruiters, we hired 34 new recruiters just in my team last year. As we onboarded this new staff, it was difficult to get them to understand our process quickly because there are so many different ways of doing it. We didn't have very much documented, and not to mention the process just didn't work very well. So the operations team has been working to overhaul all of our processes and create a good documentation on how to get through it all. There's a bunch of process efficiencies that we'll work on to reduce some of the administrative tasks the recruiters are working on now and open up the doors for them to focus on the unique differentiation they have, which is creating their opinion about candidates. Their job is to go identify people and create options for the managers to consider. And this will help them get to that point. So that's one of the things that we're focused on. The other is really just helping improve the role of the recruiter and giving them an opinion, kind of enabling them with a backbone to work with the business and have an opinion. I think the structure of our team in the past and just the need from the business didn't require a recruiter that had as much of an opinion. And we had some great recruiters in the team, but the business just didn't have a very high expectation of what we're delivering. And so that change, it requires a little bit of a different recruiter profile. And I think particularly, we're not just looking for someone that can find good candidates, that can get them over the finish line, but we really need somebody that's also able to consult with the business now, act as a business partner. I keep telling my team, it's a bit of being like a management consultant. You have to not care enough about people's opinion enough to be able to share yours. If this is the best way to do it, it's the best way to do it. But I have to wrap it in a package that gets you to believe that this is the best way. Sure. And this is how we make inroads in diversity and changing the team structure and getting out of the pedigree conversation, you know, making the air quotes you can't see, but getting out of the pedigree conversation and getting into skills-based recruiting and finding people that can do the work in a way that's going to help transform the business. The way we do that is with the recruiters that can help guide those conversations. So.
Yeah, it's an interesting time in our space and, you know, an environment like we've never seen before. And it obviously puts pressure on like how you deliver your services and the value proposition for the function. And it's such a great time. I'm so excited about the value creation that you can have in your role and that recruiters can have in their businesses. Greatest opportunity ever, I think. However, one of the biggest challenges too, because you have to do exactly what you talked about, is you can't do what you've always done. And organizations who've had, you know, the more transactional types of recruiting with a bunch of recruiters that are forced to be put in a box to just kind of manage a process, manage transactions, not really have those opinions or influence on the talent decisions as much as they probably should. Like, it's not just not going to work anymore. So it's great to see that evolution and see that value creation and have businesses experience it. Challenging to go through that transformation though, for sure.
One of those difficult things for a TA leader is to reinvent the processes, the structure on a regular basis to be sure that how we're structured and how we're operating as a team is going to be the best answer to the problem the business has, because the business problem keeps changing. The way that the business matures and grows demands that the recruiting team reinvent itself, or at least regularly validate that the structure and the processes and the way we go to market and the way we brand and how we talk about the business and the people that we target, all of that has to continually change to make sure we're continuing to meet the business demand. And if we're not squarely focused on what the business needs and validating that what we've created still meets that, you know, we get in really trouble, in a lot of trouble. And that's where we could become a roadblock for the business to accomplish its strategy if we're not clearly making sure that we're lined up with the strategy.
It's also allowing the business and helping to influence and guide them to change their expectations too, right? Recognize that there is more value that can be delivered from talent acquisition. The experience can be better, can be more value added and business aligned. And the expectation you should have is that we're going to continue to develop that and to innovate and to grow. And we're going to be a partner right alongside you to help enable your business to succeed. So that's great.
One of the things we're working on this year that's either going to be one of the greatest success stories or, you know, one of the greatest failures of, I don't say my career, but, you know, of talent acquisition lore, is we are embarking now on an interview methodology project. I think some of the things we found over time is that our best opportunity to create a good experience for the candidate within the recruiting team, we've checked a lot of those boxes over the last couple of years as we've rebuilt the organization. One of the things that we get now that is a significant contributor to the overall candidate experience is how they interact with the business. And we want consistency. We want to make sure that we protect that experience for the candidate and have an opinion overall. And so it's everything from the way that we talk about how many interviewers and are part of the interview process and how do we use assessment and what is the makeup of the interviewers? You know, who should be a part of those conversations and what criteria do we use to assess candidates? There's so many things that are part of this huge project, but recognizing that's the next big step in our candidate evolution is squarely focusing on how we select them. How do we measure them against criteria and, you know, make the choice? And what do they experience all along the way? So that's another, you know, big project that we have. This is far longer than a year it'll take to complete it all, but it'll affect every part of this business. And I think there's a credit to the organization leaders to be willing to fund and help us accomplish this. They see that this is also a need and, you know, willing to put some resources behind it, which is helpful.
That sounds like a great initiative. And, you know, dialing in that process from both a like data capture, information capture, decision-making process, as well as having the lens of candidate experience through that too is complex, but will improve it for all the stakeholders. So that's a great project. Anything else that you see either at Northwestern Mutual or outside in TA in general from the future, like any of the other interesting things or initiatives that you're focused on for the future of TA?
Well, there's a lot in that question. There's two things I think that we're working on. One I think is just really cool is just that, and I don't know why this takes so long, but the candidate experience in a mobile phone. One of the things we hear back from candidates all the time is that they just would wish they could know what the status is, you know, of where they are in our process, regardless of where they are. So if they're early at a point, they've just applied for the job or they've just finished an interview and are looking for feedback or whatever else, some of the automated technology that, you know, we're looking at is like they have a text string that they can have all the way through their process. Just go back to that text string, type status and send that, and we'll let you know exactly where you are in the process, you know, through a text message. I think simple things like that, just to give real-time feedback and, you know, help to a candidate through that process would be really helpful. One of the things that I think is we're trying to build another part, I guess, really leverages technology. I keep calling it self-service for recruiting, that, you know, there are some parts of our organization where I don't want to demean the work, but we're really looking for bodies that are willing to do the work more than we're looking for specific skills criteria to do it. And in those cases, the recruiting team, we're really a bottleneck. Some of the lags in time is our screening time to review a resume and coordinate with a candidate, you know, look at have a conversation with them and ask them very simple questions that, you know, technology can do on our behalf. Scheduling interviews and whatever else. And so there's some parts of the organization we'll work this year to implement some automation that a manager can create a requisition and within a couple of days have fully screened and assessed candidates that are on their calendar because the candidates move through the process at the candidate's pace. So we're really looking forward to that. I think that's going to shift some of our class hiring and customer service and some other administrative roles and things down from sometimes it takes 5 to 6 weeks to get through that process with the candidate. We should be able to easily move through that process in less than two if we do all of that right. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the results of that automation. But I think part of it, Ryan, this has been some of it with your prompting, is that as the economy continues to come back here, it's difficult to get recruiters that are good. And so the more jobs we add, the more challenging it is to get a recruiter. And so our drives to look at then what technology can we implement that'll help take some of the tasks off the recruiters, they can focus and be more productive. That instead of adding recruiters to the team, you know, we're able to add technology and make them more efficient and capable to be able to enable the business. Again, you know, focusing on the business need, I can't wait until we have the right recruiters. And I also can't afford to hire all the agencies in the world and manage them. So the technology is a great spot to add efficiency and capability for the next generation.
Yeah, it's such an interesting time for that and such like the ability, you know, value that's created through getting your tech stack right and being able to scale through that and the experience, not only for those candidates to have lower friction and more candidate-driven experience and a faster, easier process for them to go through. That's an awesome experience for them and in most roles. And a lot of cases, an even better experience for the recruiters who are managing this process because they know that they're bottlenecking that. And there's no way that their most favorite part of their job is scheduling 800 interviews and rescheduling them or anything like that. Not that that's not important. It's important, but there are tools that can do that way more effectively and efficiently than recruiters. And they could spend their time doing the things we talked about before where they're like just really better for them and better for the business. So I think that that's great and exciting time. Really, really cool. So Mike, we'll close out here with the final question is, what's a piece of advice that you would give others in the talent acquisition space?
I am never short of an opinion, so it's always difficult to find one thing. I think if I come back to what have I said most often in the last several years to the team or anybody else, I think it's that domain expertise differentiator. I'm not recommending this necessarily, but if I was a hiring manager and I had two agencies I was considering to work on a job, I'd hire the agency that understood my business and understood the candidate market for my business or that I was targeting and communicate their knowledge of both of those things back to me. The level of confidence that I get when I feel like someone understands what I'm facing and what it's going to take to get the talent is so high that that's a non-negotiable requirement for a strong recruiting team. That domain expertise becomes the differentiator of being a preferred provider for the organization. I think the way that we accomplish that is with that close partnership with the business. Last year, we put in place an account management model, which is not really a model. It's not like insourcing or outsourcing or, you know, what it's not really a model. Ultimately, what it was, we wanted to make sure that the recruiters understood how to manage the relationships in the business that they support and how to have conversations with some of these leaders that weren't about a specific requisition they were working. And so we thought about like the best way to implement that would be to think about it as a sales cycle. There are generally only a couple of actual people who will buy from you, only a few buyers, but several people that are influential in the decision that either you'll gain information from, or as you share information, it'll be helpful for the cause that you have. And so it was working, you know, we challenged each of them to work together with their HR partners and key contacts in the business to identify a list of people that are in their quote unquote account and then manage conversations with them to ask about goals for the year, initiatives that they have and how talent acquisition can support that. Data that talent acquisition has that they may have interest in seeing, and also information they have that'll be helpful for the talent acquisition organization to do a better job. And what comes out of those conversations is only a better understanding of the business and all of the demand signal from the business on what is important. And every conversation, make sure that we deliver and hit on those things they're telling us. It's the biggest draw and key to the close partnership that we've been developing here over the last year.
That's great advice, great guidance, and great kind of thought leadership in that space. So I'm sure a lot of people will find that extremely helpful and allow them to get engaged in a very different way. Thanks for that. Mike, really appreciate having you on the show and the conversation as always. So thanks a lot. Really appreciate you having on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. If something we said today resonated with you, please subscribe, rate, and download our podcast and share the episode with your network. Ready to transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology just like our other clients at 3M, Comcast, Stryker, and Walgreens? Then reach out at sagemarkhr.com for a free consultation.